Before we get into today's Reddit stories, I first of all need to tell you about one of my other favorite Reddit podcasts out there, the OKOP Show. If you guys are looking for even more daily Reddit content, then the OKOP Show with John and Sam is perfect for you. Just search for the letters OKOP wherever you get your pods.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome back to the channel. I hope you're all doing well. Today I've got for you another crazy relationship story originally posted on r/true off my chest. This is a long story with loads of juicy updates to get into. Without further ado, drop a like on this if you're excited. Subscribe if you're new to my channel. Here we go. My girlfriend refuses to take plan B. This was originally posted on February the 11th, 2024. So I am an 18-year-old man, and my girlfriend and I, she is also 18, had unprotected sex today. Now, normally I use a condom. Admittedly, there have been a few times when I haven't worn a condom and I pulled out. I know that's not a real version of birth control. I know it was stupid and risky. Today I asked her if I could not use a condom and just pull out instead. She said she didn't think that was a good idea. That was fine. I was glad that one of us was actually thinking. So I put a condom on. I knew it was a bad idea. I knew it was stupid and I shouldn't do it. But what did I do? I took it off. It sounded like a great idea and felt really good in the moment. As soon as we finished, I told her though it was a mistake and I suggested that we get plan B. She agreed that we behaved like idiots but said she didn't want plan B. I offered to go and get it in case she was embarrassed or something. She refused and said she's scared to take it. She's worried about side effects. I told her I understand that everything carries a risk of side effects, but I'm sure that plan B is pretty safe. Compared to the risks of pregnancy, come on. She said she didn't want to take it and preferred to let the universe take its course regarding whether she gets pregnant or not. Look, I know I have no say about what she does with her body and I respect that. I know the only thing I had control over was whether I wore a condom or not and I failed at that. But I'm still angry and I can't understand why she'd even want to risk this. Okay, so that is it for the original post. Let's get into some comments. A lot of people were saying that OP needs to take accountability for this and that it's his fault. OP replies that he knows it was his fault. I admitted it. She didn't force me. I effed up. She admitted that we effed up. I don't understand why she's so scared to take a pill though, that she would rather risk possibly getting pregnant. Some other people commented that letting the universe take its course sounds crazy. OP replied, especially crazy as she since told me she thinks it's her body's time of the month to get pregnant and she keeps contacting me saying she hopes she's not pregnant. Well, take the pill then. It's not that complicated. Someone else said that if she's scared of the pill, she could get an IUD, but OP replied that she's scared of birth control too. Someone else said, maybe she's trying to get pregnant. I really don't think she was though, said OP. I think the idea just turned her on. In reply to that, people said that perhaps OP is naive, but OP replies that nothing she ever said indicates she wants to have a baby right now. She's been texting me since last night about how she doesn't want to have a baby and she's scared. OP then continues to clarify about her ovulation cycle, saying that her last period was January 30th. Remember, this was posted on February the 11th, 2024. OP says, I just looked it up on a calculator and it says that she would likely ovulate today and that best chances for pregnancy would be sex a day or two before ovulation. If all that is accurate, I am screwed. Someone else said, maybe she baby trapped you for financial security. Well, OP says that I'm 18, a senior in high school and have no job. I'm going to college in the fall. What kind of financial security would she think she was going to get? She's not that stupid. Now, here is a reason OP gives as to why she might be scared of birth control. She goes to an all-girls Catholic school. Who knows what kind of stuff they're being told about, all of this stuff there. Now, finally, OP concludes with this. I said it's not my fault that I can't be the one to take the pill. I did not say that removing the condom wasn't my fault. If I could be the one to take the pill instead of her, I would. I'd be doing it for the sake of both of us. Unfortunately, that's not an option. She is the only one who could do it. I also acknowledge that I understand that I have absolutely no say in what she does with her body, whether that's Plan B, abortion, etc. Nowhere have I blamed her for my actions. In my original post, as well as in a number of comments, I've taken full responsibility for that. Not sure why people continue to comment as if I'm blaming her. If she gets pregnant, we are both to blame. Yeah, I wish she'd have taken Plan B. Do I think she's completely to blame if she ends up pregnant? Definitely not. I don't see this as her problem only, it's our problem. If we have a baby, it affects both of us, and I'm not a POS who would just walk away. I said we, not just she. In my opinion, we both screwed up. It's not like I did what I did against her will. She wanted it, in the moment. I acknowledge that I could have and should have said no. I made my own free choice to take the condom off. She's not to blame for what I did whatsoever. I just think we were caught up in the moment. But afterwards, I felt like I was doing the responsible thing. As responsible as you can be after doing something so stupid, by suggesting Plan B and offering to get it. I feel like if you don't want a baby, that's really the only option other than abortion once the deed's been done. She keeps saying she doesn't want a baby, she's scared, panicking, etc. So I offered the only real possible solution there could be at this time, and she turned it down. Better than throwing my hands up and saying, well, there's absolutely nothing we can do now. If you truly don't want a baby, there is a solution. And I'm sorry that due to biology, she would have to be the one to take the pill instead of me. Did I yell at her and demand that she take it? No. Did I specifically say that all of the people here suggesting that I crush it up and slip it in her drink were creepy and that I'd never do something like that? Yes. I am angry at myself for what happened. All right, let's move on and get straight into the update here. This was posted 18 days later on February 29th, 2024, and provides a lot more information as to what happened and what happens next. My girlfriend's period was due a few days ago, but it didn't come. She wanted to wait a week or two to take a test. She just wants to avoid everything. I bought the test because she was too embarrassed to do it. She said she'd take it this weekend. Sure, she'd probably mysteriously lose the test before taking it. I made her take it last night when I was at her house. It's super faint, but it looks positive. There's a barely visible plus sign there. You have to look really close to see it. Can there ever be situations where it's a false positive this early on? Could it just be a trick of the light or something? I feel my world ending now. I know it only takes one time, but what are the chances that the one time we have unprotected sex and I don't pull out, she gets pregnant? I learned my lesson. I was never going to risk it again. I was going to be so good forever after this. Okay, let's get straight in to see what Redditors are commenting down below. Somebody asked, have you talked to her about an abortion? The conversation hasn't gotten that far. There was very little talking afterwards, just her crying for ages. Opie did give us a little mini update in the comments a few days later, about 11 days later actually, on March the 11th, 2024, in which he said that she took another pregnancy test a few days after the one with the really light line. That turned positive immediately and didn't even take the full time to show up. She keeps saying, I can't have a baby, but then also refuses to tell her parents or anyone else. I keep telling her she's wasting time. She's wasted over a week. Someone said down below, just surely get an abortion. But OP again says that she's scared of it, just like she was scared of Plan B. Someone else said, and I agree with this to be fair, she needs to stop avoiding the problem. Can you talk to anyone? Offer anything? OP says, I told her I'd pay for it, that I'd make the appointment for her, anything. She says, I'm not ready. She's made me promise to give her a few more days. Now she says, give her until this weekend. I'm going to tell my parents at that point if she hasn't done anything. I don't know what else to do. Okay, I think it's probably time I jump in and give my thoughts so far. Yeah, just tough situation. Really, really tough. It's easy for me to sit here and say to you, OP, you shouldn't have done it. You made a terrible mistake. It's your fault. That's not really helping. Like, you know that. And I don't know. I feel like you're not the first person to do this. You're definitely not going to be the last. You just got carried away. And you're young and dumb and made a bad error. But now, I don't know what you do. You obviously cannot spike her with a Plan B pill. I mean, that's just never going to happen. You can't, like, force her to take anything. It's out of your hands. I guess that is the reality of doing what you did. But I just do feel, honestly, quite bad for you. I really do. But hey, I think we'll just get into the update and see what happens next. There's a lot more still to come here, and I have no idea what happens.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay, so let's get into the second proper update of this one. This was posted on March the 16th, 2024. My girlfriend is 6 weeks pregnant. We've known she was pregnant for about 2 weeks. She took a test as soon as she missed her period. She's been putting off doing anything about it. She's scared of every option, just like she was also scared of birth control and taking Plan B. Now today, she's told me she's deciding to keep the baby. She can't do adoption and she doesn't want to get an abortion. In her words, that only leaves keeping the baby. She doesn't really seem to want to do that either, but she's too scared to do anything else. I don't really understand how the thought of becoming a parent isn't the most terrifying option to her, because it definitely is to me. I get that it's not my body and I have no say at all, I just think she's not making a decision based on reason. If she truly felt like she wanted to have a baby and be a mum right now, despite what I think or feel, then I'd feel like it was at least more of a valid decision to make. Yeah, I agree with that. I don't think it should be an option just to, oh, I don't know what to do, I'll just have the baby. That doesn't seem very logical. Also, yes, you have no say, but you also have a bit of a say. I mean, it's still your baby. I know it's not your body, but it's going to be your child. You have a bit of a say here. Now, obviously, that say is not definitive, but you're allowed to have an opinion. Tell your girlfriend what you think. She thinks it's the least bad of all options. Never mind that we're both 18, graduating high school this year, and supposed to go to college, and neither of us have jobs. She hasn't even told her parents. I'm sure you'll be shocked when I tell you that she's too scared to tell her parents. I told her, I don't think somebody who is scared of every single thing is ready to be a mum. I'm not ready to be a dad, but at least I'm not sitting there frozen with fear, not doing anything and making huge life-changing decisions because of it. She says, it's not going to be that bad. It's a baby. There are many things worse than a baby. And she says things like, maybe we're supposed to have this baby. I told her, no, this isn't some sort of kismet or dated occurrence. She's pregnant because we had unprotected sex. That is it. Because we were idiots. Not because she wants to believe the universe wants this to happen and she's destined to be a mum to this baby. I can't even imagine her telling her parents ever. That is just how she is. I think she'll wait until it becomes obvious and they have to ask her. Then she'll finally admit to it. And by that point, they'll be a million times more angry than they already would be. I'm freaking out. I want to go cry to my mummy if I'm being perfectly honest. Damn, OP is being super real here and I massively respect it. And to be honest, I'm sorry that your girlfriend is having this reaction when your one seems a lot more logical. Right, OP has replied to a few comments down below. First of all, one about her parents. Now he says, as for her parents, I don't think they're unsafe. I'm sure they think she's a virgin. She goes to an all-girls Catholic school. So yeah, they have a certain set of beliefs, but I don't think there's any reason to believe they're unsafe. Honestly, she hasn't actually said it, but I think she's probably hoping that she won't actually have to be the one who tells her parents. She knows she'll get in trouble no matter what, unless she had an abortion and didn't tell them, which is a totally valid option. I think she's more scared of the actual abortion. I think she's not on birth control because her school has told her some sort of fear-mongering information and statistics that has her convinced that she'll die if she takes it, or her parents will find out and she won't be their little girl anymore. I said in a few other comments that she basically wanted everyone to ignore when she turned 18. It was strange. Someone else asked if she was taught by nuns and how long ago she was in school. There are definitely no nuns at her school. They still have the plaid uniforms though. She loves the uniform. It's kind of weird. They have traditions too, like each year they're allowed to wear different things. Like seniors can wear colourful cardigans instead of just the school coloured ones. It's like a big deal to be able to wear your colourful sweaters as a senior. We went to elementary and middle school together at a Catholic school. Then when it was time for high school, she actually chose the all-girls school herself. We have like 4 to 5 Catholic high schools around here, and her parents let her choose which one she wanted to attend. That is what a lot of students at our grade school do, but it's super rare for any of the girls to pick the all-girls high school. Like, I probably know of 3 girls who actually chose to go there themselves, and about half the families in our neighbourhood send their kids to Catholic school. Now, someone else has said, maybe you're not the father. Get a DNA test, or just see if the maths is working. OP says, I wouldn't really see it as a relief to find out I wasn't the father. I get it, everyone should protect themselves legally, and I'm sure when it gets to that point, maybe I'll need to have a DNA test done for legal purposes, but I'm pretty positive I'm still the only person she's ever had sex with. Generally, ovulation takes place mid-cycle, so your period would be due about 2 weeks after that. Pregnancy is counted from the date of the last period, and the date of her last period was January 30th. I now know more about ovulation and menstrual cycles than I ever thought possible. Someone asked, would OP consider leaving her? I can't really imagine being responsible for supporting myself, my girlfriend, and a baby right now. That's crazy to think about. But I wouldn't go off to school and leave her behind to take care of a baby. That wouldn't be right. Now, here is a solid comment, and I think it's a point that I'm getting to myself. Tell her you're talking to your parents no matter what. I agree with this. I think that they have to know sooner rather than later. I agree with OP's logic as well, that the longer they go without knowing, the more angry or just the harsher or just worse decision it is as you go along. The reason I haven't told my parents yet is because I'm pretty sure they'll contact her parents right away. I was trying to give her time to tell her parents on her own. She begged me to wait to tell my parents. I told her she has through this weekend. Someone else asked, if she's scared of the pill, how is she not scared of childbirth? It makes absolutely no sense, says OP. But I guess birth is something she can ignore and put off for a while and it will just eventually end up happening. I don't know. Finally, someone asked why she was scared of Plan B in the first place. Well, it turns out she was scared of it because she read several stories about it being extremely painful and women wishing they would just die because the pain was so intense. So she decided she'd rather just take her chances. And finally, OP says they're actually going to the same college, or at least I guess planning to. All right, let's get straight into the third update. This was posted just a week ago at the time of recording on March the 30th. That's 7 weeks on from the original post. Now my girlfriend is around 8 weeks pregnant. She hasn't been to the doctor or a Planned Parenthood or anything like that to confirm any dates, but online calculators say she's 8 weeks. She's not taking any action right now. It's like she's just ignoring it and hoping it will go away. She regularly freaks out and cries to me about it, saying she can't be a mum. I offer to help her get an abortion and to be with her, but she's too scared of that. I think she really needs to tell her parents now, because I don't know what else to do. I think she just wants to hide it for as long as possible, and that honestly freaks me out. So, I warned her I was going to tell my parents. I gave her 2 weeks, she did nothing. So last night, I finally told them. We were all in the living room and I just decided to say it because there was never going to be a good moment. I basically just told them I did something really stupid and now she is pregnant. My mum really wanted to believe that I was joking or pranking her. She said she knew I was having sex, but we talked about being safe. And she was like, how many times have we had the safe sex talk? How many times? I could tell they were both really disappointed. My mum just sat there staring at me silently for what felt like ages. My dad was like, you can't be a dad, you've never even had a job. My mum was really trying hard not to yell at me. She just stayed silent for a long time. Finally, she asked me about what my girlfriend says she's going to do. I explained everything that's happened so far, and my mum said I did the right thing by offering to get Plan B, and that that's all I could do at that point, since it's my girlfriend's body and her choice. My dad said she's an idiot if she thinks she's just going to have this baby and everything will be sunshine and rainbows and that she'll be ruining both of our lives if she does that. He said we'll figure this out as a family and that there was no way that I was not going to college. My mum said we need to support my girlfriend right now because she is all alone and I'm too much of an idiot to be able to help her on my own. My mum seems to feel bad for my girlfriend now about how she's so scared to do anything and can't talk to her parents. I asked them to please not immediately tell her parents. My parents are the type that will definitely inform them if she continues with the pregnancy, but my mum is going to try to talk to her first. Her parents are religious, my parents aren't really, and my mum is a nurse, so she could hopefully be a little more unbiased in that respect. So, I'm supposed to invite my girlfriend over to our house today. I'm not even telling her that I told my parents. I'm sort of tricking her into this conversation with my mum. My dad won't be there because that might feel too weird for her. I know that if I let her know that I told them, she won't come over. She's going to be really angry, but I honestly feel relieved. Right, here are a couple of comments from below. Someone asked about symptoms. OP says she's starting to have them. She's nauseous, has thrown up a few times that she's not told me about, and her boobs hurt really bad. I think she probably has an anxiety disorder just based on this and other things. I also think it's like you say, and she's avoiding having to confront it until she can't ignore it any longer. She'd rather make a decision by not making a decision and basically have her only option decided for her. Someone else said, good luck with child support. Why does everyone keep saying a lifetime of child support as if that's the worst or hardest thing here? Opie replies. What about being responsible for raising a whole human being? That is what terrifies me. Someone else said this, and I agree. Even though it was hard, you definitely did the right thing in telling them. Thanks. I know my mum was crying about it later last night because dad told me. I feel bad. It's not my parents' fault because they talked to me about it so many times and even bought me condoms. I made my mum feel like a failure, according to my dad. It honestly, though, is a relief having told them now. And finally, someone asked, did you tell your mum that she asked you to take off the condom? Yeah. My mum forced me to explain how exactly this happened, since she knows that both her and my dad have drilled it into me to always wear a condom. Interesting use of terminology there. It was very embarrassing. Okay, well, all I can say really before we get into the final update of this story so far is that, like, once again, I'll just back OP here. Like, he just seems like a great bloke and he knows what he's doing. I feel bad, so bad for him. And I know that's silly because he made a really bad mistake, but it seems like that is the only thing that he's done wrong in one, you know, heat of the moment. He made this error that's had such, obviously, huge ramifications. But since that moment, he's acted perfectly, in my opinion. I think he's done everything, like, literally exactly how you'd want to, so well. And I don't think that you can say the same for his girlfriend, let's be honest. I mean, I agree with the comments, as I said. You had to tell your parents, OP. Arguably, you could have done it earlier, but again, I know you wanted to. You were just, you know, respecting the wishes of your girlfriend who put you in a tough situation. It's just so difficult, isn't it? I feel like this is at risk of going on too long. And, you know, what is the cutoff? 12 weeks or so? I don't know. I don't know the rules about abortion. I'm not going to look it up. You guys let me know in the comments down below. Something like that. But, yeah, I don't know. I hope we can find a solution pretty quickly and that she as well, like, just deals with it or just makes some sort of decision. Just doesn't sit back and let nature take its course. Yeah, it's going to be horrible, but she has to tell her parents, or her parents have to be told, like, now. All right, I did actually just look it up, to be honest, because I do want to know. And it varies a lot across, obviously, countries. In the UK, it's about 24 weeks. In America, obviously, it depends on the state. But yeah, longer than I thought. Probably should have known that. But anyway, let's get in to the fourth update. This was posted on April the 1st, but no, it was not a prank. It was serious. So OP gives a brief overview of what's happened so far and says that this post is going to be about what happened when his girlfriend came over to talk to his mum. Starting with this, saying that my girlfriend knows my parents. She's over at my house all the time. Yeah, that's very important because it's not just like a first meeting where it's awkward anyway. This is a conversation that you'd want to have with OP's mum, and also she is a nurse, like the perfect person pretty much. OP says, as soon as my girlfriend got here, she had to run to the bathroom because she was sick. But I don't think it was the throwing up kind of sick. My mum was basically waiting there as soon as she got out and let her know that I told my parents everything. The look she gave me told me she hated me in that moment. She tried to leave. I asked her to please stay. My mum wasn't going to yell at her or be mean. She just wanted to help. She kept saying she didn't want to talk about it. She doesn't need help, etc. I think my mum did the best she could. She was nice about it. She did most of the talking, and my girlfriend just sat there mostly in silence. She didn't try to pressure my girlfriend into anything. She basically just said that no matter what decision she makes, she can't continue to ignore the situation because that will only make things worse. If she wants to consider abortion, time is really limited. My mum explained exactly what happens during both forms of abortion. She told her if she is continuing the pregnancy, she needs to get medical care to make sure everything is okay, everything's growing in the right place, etc. My mum even gave her resources for when she can go to get checked out if she doesn't want to go to her normal doctor right now. And if she is keeping the baby, we all need to figure out how that's going to happen since the two of us are nowhere near ready for that. As soon as my mum said the word adoption, my girlfriend said, I can't do that. My mum wasn't trying to convince her on adoption, just trying to talk about all the options. My girlfriend cried a lot. She said she's still thinking about everything. My mum asked her to please let her help her make an appointment just to find out how far along she is and that everything is okay. My girlfriend said no, she would do it herself. My mum offered to help her tell her parents, but she said no, she's not ready for that yet. Well, when is she ever going to be ready? Oh, by the time the baby's out? Crazy. I know my mum was frustrated, but she didn't really show it. My girlfriend wasn't going to open up no matter what my mum did or said. Then, later, after my mum left us alone, my girlfriend told me she's sorry, but she can't get an abortion either, but she couldn't tell my mum that in the moment. So that's it. She's not going to get an abortion. She's not going to give it up for adoption. I'm going to be a dad, and my life is over. We're not going to college, or if we do, it won't be at the college of our choice, and not with any sort of normal college experience. Forget about dream careers. Forget about everything we thought our lives would look like. I'm going to have to get a trashy job that doesn't make enough to survive, let alone support a baby with. We're going to need government assistance. We're going to struggle from this day forward for the rest of our lives because she thinks getting an abortion would be murdering our baby. Oh, and she loves me so much that she can't kill the baby we made. Ugh. I feel like a jerk because I know I made a mistake that caused this, but I just think she's not thinking this through at all. It's 100% emotion and nothing rational about it. When I asked her how in the heck she thinks we're going to take care of a baby or what our lives will be like with a baby, she says, I don't know, we'll figure it out. It wasn't worth it. I'd rather wear 5 condoms at once, yes, I know you shouldn't double up on condoms, rather than ever have unprotected sex if I could go back. I was up until like 3 a.m. just feeling like the world is ending. After she left, I told both my parents about what she said. I may have had a bit of a breakdown at the time. My mum said that we weren't going to talk about it at all today, so our family came over for Easter and we all pretended like everything is perfect and answered all of my relatives' questions about my college plans as if any of that is still happening. So there we go. It sounds like this baby is on his way. And yeah, that's it. I mean, look, I don't think that OP's life is ruined. I think he's got all the hallmarks of being a great dad, although, yeah, I'm not going to lie, no one wants to be a dad at 18. I mean, I definitely wouldn't want to be a dad at 18. I don't even want to be a dad now at 25. So, yeah, I can only imagine what OP is going through. I will say that maybe the moral of this is for people like me to learn from OP's actions and, yeah, just like, you know, in the moment decisions like this, when you're not thinking straight, can have just huge, huge consequences for your life. I don't know, crazy story, makes you think, really just not worth it. Goodness me, what a post. I just feel like I don't want to like be really harsh on this girl, I really don't, because I think it's a horribly tough situation to be in, but she is just not ready clearly to be a parent or guardian of any sort, and I feel like just someone needs to tell her that because she can't see it herself. It's just almost irresponsible. It is completely irresponsible to have a child if you are this sort of person, not like in her life, but at this stage, surely. It just makes you feel really bad and ultimately sorry for the kid as well to have this person as a mother who just cannot make a decision. Again, I'm not in the situation. It's easy for me to say this looking at this from the outside, but I mean, come on. Like, just not making a single decision and just expecting things to be fine. It's just idiotic. This actually makes me think, and I'm sure a few of you guys would have seen this that news story that broke about the girl that just had her baby secretly, completely secretly, in like her high school bathroom. Just nobody knew about it. And then sadly just left it in the bin and it died. Well, I mean, she got charged with murder, or manslaughter, one of the two. But this feels like that sort of situation could happen again. Just somebody that is just way too young to be in this sort of situation and just, you know, just doesn't have the right mindset and is just being completely taken aback by this and just isn't thinking straight at all. And it's potentially extremely dangerous for her and her baby going forward. I mean, who knows what could happen if she doesn't get medical help? We saw with the story I just mentioned, just a tragic thing happened there. This feels like the start of that sort of thing. It's very, very dangerous, a horrible situation to be in. What would you do? I think, to be honest, if I was OP in this, I would say, you know, screw this. I am forcing the issue. I'm just going to go and tell her parents myself and just ultimately really try to get it into her head that she needs to abort this child. That's my personal views. Let me know what you think down below, guys. Crazy story. And yeah, very controversial one. And I know that the comments will be very varied. But yeah, have a look through them. Be considerate of other people's opinions. And let's see what you guys say.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.